I'm here now with Peter, who's the train driver.
I'm a train driver with the Lachlan Valley Railway. I also organise the trip up the north coast here for the train.
Now, how often do you take the steam train out?
Well, we try and get out when we can, but it takes an enormous amount of groundwork to get everything ready. You know, it took us a week to get it ready to leave Sydney, and now that it took us 2 days to get from Sydney to Grafton, another day to get from Grafton to here. So it takes a long time, and just depends on where we're going as to how often we get to do it.
How long's the trip going to take?
Going to Cuyahoga today, about an hour and a half round trip sort of thing, you know. It's about 40 minutes over there and about 30 minutes coming back.
And what's the highest speed you get to?
Oh, these old P-classes, they'll do 100 kilometres an hour. That's the old 60 miles an hour. That's what they were built for in 1892.
And is that what you'll get up to, going to Cuyahoga today?
Oh, probably coming back we will, yeah. Coming home we always get to go a bit quicker.
Going downhill, is that what you're talking?
No, we just want to get home at the end of it all.
How long have you been driving steam trains for?
Ah, look, I'm only a boy at it. I've only been doing this for about 20 years. Most of the blokes I work with have been doing it for 30, 40, some 50 years.
And have you had a big fascination with steam trains?
Ever since I could walk, probably, yeah. When I was a little kid, they were just finishing, so, yeah, I've always been fascinated by them. So, yeah, big boys' toys.
It is big boys' toys. It doesn't just shove the coal in and go. There's quite a lot of work behind it, as you said, to get it going. So just give us a bit of a background about how it works.
Well, first thing in the morning, the fire's just sort of banked, what we call banked, in the back of the firebox. So we turn the fire over and build the steam up. Usually there's only about 20 quid on the pressure in the boiler, and we just slowly build it up of a morning. And while that process is all going on, we oil around and everything. Usually we start about 4 o'clock in the morning, and so we're ready to move by about 7:30 in the morning. So it takes a good 3 hours to get everything ready to go.
It's quite a feat. You have lots of blowing the whistle a lot as you're driving to Cuyahoga. Do you think you'll do that today?
Yeah, we'll do it all just to, it all helps to get the people in. You want to?
Yeah. That's all the whole part of the boys and their big toys, isn't it, really?
That's right. Get used to it. We're blowing it all around Casino all weekend, so we've got another 2 days to go with shuttles in Casino. 3 shuttles a day we're doing. The first one at 9 a.m. goes to Rapville, the second one at 11:30 a.m. goes to Cuyahoga, and then 2 p.m. goes over to Cuyahoga. So that's our 3 shuttles every day, and the tickets are selling fairly quick, so try and get in and pre-book if you can, otherwise you might miss out on the one you want to go on.
And how hot are we talking with this fire that you've got going here?
Well, the actual fire itself is probably around 800 or 900 degrees sort of centigrade, but as for in the cab here, it gets pretty hot too, I can tell you.
I'm feeling it quite hot here. I'm just standing quite a few feet back, but I'm feeling very, very hot, and I can see the beads of sweat, so I guess it's a good sauna for you. Actually, just down there early pulling hoses over. Just tell me about why you're bringing the hoses. You need the water, obviously, for the steam.
Yeah, we just they use an enormous amount of water to produce the steam that makes the train go, so we sort of go through. The tender holds 3,650 gallons of water, so we'll go through that in a day easily. It's better to have water than to not have water.
Oh, wonderful, Peter. Thank you so much for speaking with me today on such a busy schedule.
No worries. Thanks for having us in here anyway.